Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, live here from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbleybrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too deadly, 1-800-422-416. The delays in NDIS decisions costing more than just time. With the new National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, Minister entering Cabinet, there are stories on how prolonged delays by the NDIS in decision-making need to be urgently addressed by the new Minister to avoid putting participant health, safety and well-being at risk. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Mark Townsend, CEO of Spinal Life Australia. Mark's on the line. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So talking about sitting on the fence, decisions not being made, and when you look at it, it causes participants' health, safety and well-being at risk.
It's their sanity to a degree. Mm. There's people who apply for a change in circumstance who should have a decision in a week or two at the most, possibly days. Mm. It can take months, and there's a big fight about it, and then a year later they'll approve it. In the meantime, that person who's needed their care has missed out, and all the stress on the family at the same time.
So who are the people making the so-called decisions? Are we talking government? Well, are we talking a member of parliament?
NDIA. It's a government department. Okay. The NDIA is the administrative body for the NDIS. So look, Bill Shorten did a good job as a minister. There's a new minister now, yep. Amanda Ritsworth, went in on Monday officially. I say, great, new person, a bit of new energy and a new focus. Get the focus on getting that department working efficiently.
Well, making the decision need to be made. And when you're talking about, there's plenty of money there. The government has money. So money's not the issue, but it's about making the decision and to release the money or to get the jobs done.
I think what happens is the department doesn't give authority to people downstream to make decisions. So it just goes upstream somewhere and gets lost. Mm. So we need to give authority to people based on guidelines to actually agree and get on with the job. That's like any normal customer service business. Unfortunately, that's not the culture there.
So who do you talk to as in Spinal Life Australia? I mean, so you're sitting there as waiting for the decision. Is there any, you're the CEO. Can you communicate with the so-called department?
Well, realistically, it's the client who has to deal with the department. We can come in ad hoc and try and help us give advocacy as well. And then we'll go to federal members, we'll go to the minister and try and do that. But we shouldn't need to.
Exactly.
The system should work by itself. That should be for the odd case that something's gone wrong, which always, when you're doing lots of things, some things go wrong. But what we need to do is fix the system so automatically, when you put the required paperwork in, which there's a lot of, it complies. You get the tick of approval and the decision's made, so you get the help you need.
Mark, just paint a picture for our listeners, for the participant, the patient at home. When decisions are made, they're probably just hard for them to get out of bed.
It is. So what happens is quite often you'll find there's a case where there might be a husband and wife, for example, and the wife might be in the wheelchair, paraplegic, quadriplegic. Mm. The husband's the primary carer, might get some personal care hours from someone to help every now and then, to come and help with some of the toileting or the meal preparation or showering. And then what happens, that guy, say, breaks his leg. And he can't do that anymore because he's incapacitated. Mm. So therefore, he needs some help. He puts a change of circumstance into the department, fills out the paperwork, gets on the phone, does all that. That should be made in days.
Straightforward, isn't it?
Stuck in bed.
Yes.
That's right. But what happens is it can be held up for 6 months, 12 months. And his leg's better by then anyway. But in the meantime, the stress and the inhumane predicament that person's left in is ridiculous. This Australia has got a great country.
Exactly.
We've got good government. We've got plenty of money. Just fix the system.
Yeah. So when you look at it, the so-called paper trail is sitting in the in-tray and it sits there for 3 months to make the decision, but on the home front, on the grassroots level, there you have the patient stuck in bed because the carer is incapacitated, you could say.
Or the other case is, I can tell you when it comes to equipment, the spinal unit here in Brisbane, which is people, we deal with people from all over Queensland, and the spinal unit in Woolloongabba, okay? So what will happen is at the PA hospital, they can be ready to come out of hospital. An application's gone in to get a new wheelchair. So when they come out now with a spinal injury, they need a new, and they need a wheelchair for the first time, or a bed, a special bed at home. They put the orders in through the NDIS, which is supposed to, because the policy says they can have that. 6 months later, 3 months later,
It's ridiculous. And the turnaround.
And they should be out of bed. And in the meantime, as a Queensland taxpayer, you're then paying $2,500 worth of bed care every day for that person to remain in hospital when they don't need to.
This is
just government waste. That's why the system costs so much.
Yes.
It's inefficiency.
Yes, exactly. It's about organising, having a system in place that works and stop sitting on the fence with it is what I'm picking up, Mark.
Well, as I said, when you're a manager, you have authority, and then you also should deal with a piece of paper once. You deal with it, make a decision with the authority, and get on with the job. That's what we're trying to say to the minister. Please do that.
Out of the intray, into the outray, move on. What's the next case?
Move on.
Exactly. That's Mark, thank you. We're talking about this, a very important conversation. Here we are, National Talk Black, look across the nation, and governments do listen to our yarn. So thank you for coming on board, and we need haste information here, haste decisions. Thank you, Mark. You take care, right?
Thanks for your advocacy on this as well. Much appreciated.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
There it is. That's Mark Townsend, and CEO of Spinal Life Australia. Delays in NDIS decision costing more than just time. And with the new National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, Minister entering Cabinet, there are stories on how prolonged delays by the NDIS in decision-making need to be urgently addressed by the new Minister to avoid putting participant health, safety and well-being at risk. Operate fast. When you look at it, fundamentals, there it is. It's not rocket science, is it? Have you seen Yan Upstrong? Here we are, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumbabrib Media, 98.7 FM, across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
Forest, eating only wild berries and fruit. Hey, why? When we could walk about in our rainforest, when we could walk about, then people talk about. Ndara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na pulkoro jine. Ndara jine no wangara. From Jabba Guy, he made the Yabba Wawin. Squab Kirby, hey, why? They are the protectors of this rainforest of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na pulkoro jine. Darajine no wangarajine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Bagai and Bolwai. Him and the Yabawawa. Scrub kid. Hey, why? They are the protectors of these rainforests of North Queensland, yeah. And when they go walk about, then people talk about. Undara jine, no wangara jine, na baroji jine, na bulgoro jine. Dara jine no wangara jine na baroji jine na bulgoro jine. Eh eh. Wo 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 wo. Yeah 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 yeah. Ooh eh eh eh. Ooh eh eh eh.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
floods, intense heat waves, glaciers melting to the sea, air pollution, too much waste, shaping destiny. The keepers of their cultural ways, ancient knowledge of the sea, protectors of their tribal land. Island family,
at an unprecedented rate. We see glaciers and sea ice melting, causing sea levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To secure our island life into the future, Gasamana!
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, does going back to school mean going back to bullying? That's the statement here. Kids Helpline, your town, Kids Helpline. Kids Helpline and Kids Helpline schools say no to bullying. The beginning of school year can be an exciting time, but it can also bring concerns for many children and parents. One of the most significant concerns, according to the Kids Helpline, continues to be bullying. The impacts of bullying can lead to low self-esteem, health problems, poor grades, and tragic outcomes. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Hannah Wilson, Kids Helpline spokesperson, and we have Hannah on the line. Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Hannah, where are you based?
I'm actually at our Kids Helpline office in Queensland.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, yeah, we're talking about kids going back to school, mean going back to bullying. I mean, kids can be very cruel, and bullying is not a good tool, but it's out there and it can be devastating. So tell us your thoughts in regarding what your town, Kids Helpline, powering to do.
So at Kids Helpline, we believe that bullying is something that is not okay, and we want to encourage all young people to have the skills and the tools to be able to not only recognise bullying if it's happening to them, but also being an active role in being able to put a stop to bullying if they see it happening or if they're doing the bullying themselves.
Look, we're all in this together, whether it be parents or we see it happening, teachers, of course, principals, but even other kids, and we talk to our kids and we educate our kids. It comes from the teachings of parents and teachers in regard to this space, does it not?
Yeah, we believe that there's a huge role that can be played for education, and specifically early education, which can be from parents, community members, and even teachers. And that's why we have a program that is all about early intervention in schools.
And so how do people use Kids Helpline? We have a phone number there for communication. Do you guys then engage with the school as such? Tell us the process.
Yeah, definitely. So for young people, if they're age 5 to 25, they can reach out to us for counselling and support through our phone number 1-800-551-800, mm-hmm. or they can jump online and engage in counselling by typing or even peer support on our website. But we also have our school program, which is Kids Helpline at School, thanks to our principal partner, Bupa Foundation, which is available to every single primary and high school around Australia.
Good.
And teachers are able to go online and book in for that program at no cost through our website.
Sure. And so with that communication, those platforms as such, then it is the principals are notified from schools if there's something going on, yes?
So at Kids Helpline, we are a private and confidential service. So we let young people notice when they're phoning up that it is confidential. Mm-hmm. But there are times where there are limits to our confidentiality, which involve a young person's safety. Mm. And that's where we might engage with external services such as an ambulance.
Okay, thank you. And there's the communication. Of course, we're talking 24/7 with this 1-800 number. Yes?
Yes, that's correct. So Kids Helpline never closes. Young people are able to reach out to us every single moment, day or night, 24/7.
And you got a web page?
We do. So Kids Helpline's website is kidshelpline.com.au.
Okay, kidshelpline.com.au. Thank you for talking. We are about to start school for the 2025. So very important to bring this conversation front and centre. And we all need to work together on stamping out bullying.
Yes, we definitely agree.
Hannah, thank you very much for coming to the program. Big shout out to your team. Have a great year. We'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hannah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hannah Wilson, her name is, Kids Helpline spokesperson, your town Kids Helpline. Don't forget that deadly number again is 1-800-55-1800. So call that number if any dramas are going on regarding bullying. But it's a team effort. We all need to work together. You as a parent, of course, look out for your lovely child, but also talk to them about they themselves giving out bullying. We need to stop it, stamp it out, and we need to talk about safe spaces for all our children. And that is ages 5 to 25 was the hotline there, kidshelpline.com.au. Check that out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
When you need medical care, ask yourself, do I need emergency care?
Nah.
Is this something a GP or nurse can treat?
Mm-hmm.
Can I wait for a routine appointment?
Mm-mm.
If you have an urgent, non-life-threatening issue like a cut, minor burn or sprain, get the treatment you need at a bulk-billed, walk-in Medicare Urgent Care Clinic. Find your closest clinic and opening times at health.gov.au/MedicareUCC. Part of making Medicare stronger. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
For those who really need it, not those who listen, but those who really feel it.
our culture is the reason that we made it. Yeah.
Spirit ties, keepers of our story.
And the show will go on. Worshipers.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a baller on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candid delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this problem's coming at you above
man,
all the
I'm
rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almor is gay. Carry along. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Man, I'm an Ali. not agree. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Mena Manali, Aumor is gay, Kari Alam, Kotaka Mer Kari. Mena Manali, Marim Natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Manali, Aumor is gay, Kari Alam, Kotaka Mer Kari. Mena Manali, Marim Natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We trip all up, when did you make it? Girl, we you, no, no, baller, you take him. I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him got face, so says it's so Brazil. Hey, look up, are you no make it this kind? I go mother, try him baller one time. Try him, look up, I might him got man. If him go look, you go mother, get the eye. Call it, I take from KC all kind, gama. I take him, go, I say get the hand from ama. If I get a white one, I'ma no light. I'm all to fix skin, mask got blight. I go get a black girl, I'ma okay. If I can't find the one, I'ma which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'ma go lose it, call him, I go lose mine. I go KC, come away, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go mother carry you, make you so busy. Find a lover in a baller that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. I gonna teach ya, do things you never knew I do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candy delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. No wonder if you
can... You're listening to National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Royal Life Saving urges men to make the right call for water safety this holiday. And when you look at it, numbers are pretty high in regarding drowning of men. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Stacey Pidgeon, National Manager, Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving. On the line, Stacey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Numbers don't lie. Numbers are big in regarding drowning of men. Shed some light on what we need to be doing. Men need to be, or stop the stubbornness in regards to the mistakes they're making, yes?
Well, unfortunately, males are overrepresented, making up over 82% of drowning deaths. And unfortunately, that number hasn't really changed over the past decade. So we would love to see less people drown overall, and of course, less males, particularly our young men.
So talk about the numbers again. Are we talking about, I think you mentioned 82% of drownings.
82% of drowning deaths are males. But over the last decade, staggeringly, we've seen over 2,200 males drown across our waterways. So each year, that means over 200 fathers, sons, husbands, brothers, friends have drowned every single year. And unfortunately, the men that are most at risk are those young men between 25 and 44 years old.
And when we talk about drowning, what would be the cause of it all?
That's a really good question. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is alcohol plays a significant factor in drowning in men, especially if you're our young men. But things like not wearing a life jacket when on the water and going by yourself. And men, unfortunately, do tend to overestimate their skills and ability around water as well, especially around their peers.
Mm. So a stubborn sort of attitude, you could say.
You could say that, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's also potentially the it's not going to happen to me attitude. Absolutely. But unfortunately, there are many families and communities that lose loved ones around the water. And we've seen that, you know, very recently and over the summer, people losing family members and community members. And we would really love to see these numbers go down. So we don't have to do that anymore.
And when we talk summer, look, the heat is on. People tend to go to the waterways, whether it be ocean, creeks, swimming pool, what have you. But we need to respect the water, the respect it deserves. I mean, if you look at it, it's a fantastic liquid, keeps us cool, entertainment, whatever the case may be, but it can be very detrimental in more ways than one.
I respect the water, most definitely. It doesn't matter where you go. We hear a lot about drowning that happens at beaches, and beaches have lifeguards and lifesavers that do a fantastic job. But unfortunately, our inland waterways, which are incredibly beautiful, our rivers, our lakes, our dams, those places are great to go and visit and jump in and cool down. But we do have to be extra cautious around those areas because we don't have lifesavers and lifeguards to tell us where it's safe to swim. So, you know, looking at, you know, how fast the current's going, you know, making sure that you go feet first from the riverbank and not jumping in straight away. We don't know what's underneath. We don't know what's in the water, how deep it is, how cold it is. So as you said, it's really important to respect the water.
So as you could say that we are all in this together. So like it's a team effort, so to speak. So your loved ones, your family members, what have you, keep an eye on you know, our boys, our men in that regard. You know, say, hey, listen, what you're drinking? You're about to go in the water or chuck on a life jacket. I mean, it's a team effort. We've got to be communicating strongly, don't we?
Of course, it's about looking after one another. You know, it's about looking after your mates around water and making sure that, you know, we don't want to tell people not to do things, but it's how do we enjoy the water safely with our mates, with our families, and avoiding alcohol is one of those things. We just know that alcohol and water simply don't mix. They increase the risk. They make us do silly things around the water. But life jackets, you know, life jackets can save our lives. And again, we want to be around our friends and families. So making sure that, you know, your mates do stay safe around the water.
Look, you mentioned the 82% of drowning deaths are male, and it continues to represent, so to speak. Since the December summer kickoff, how are we looking in regarding drowning in the last couple of months?
The last couple of months over summer, tragically, we've had 67 people drown in our waterways across the country. 17 of those have been in Queensland, and we've seen quite a few people drown in our inland waterways, so rivers, lakes, creeks, dams.
Yes.
So really, really important that we do we would hate to see these numbers go up and see even more families suffer over the summer. So again, watch out for your mates, keep them safe around water, make safe decisions around water.
Make the right call. Stacey, thank you very much. All the best to your team, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There it is, Stacey Pidgeon. Her name is National Manager, Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving. And Royal Life Saving urges men to make the right call for water safety this holidays. When you look at the numbers of males continue to be overrepresented, making up to 82% of all drowning deaths. So boys, don't be pig-headed about it. You know, it ain't going to hurt me. I've got this, that sort of attitude. Be safe. That's all we're saying. Avoid alcohol around water. Wear life jacket when on the water. Avoid going alone and around water. Don't big note yourself is what we say. Take care of yourself. Look after yourself. Live for your loved ones. Safety, safety, safety. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumbaroo Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.
Gotta sabi clockwise if you jit and langa water. Keep a good one eye like your son and daughter. And if you're riding langa boat, keep away from the tide. Mighty crocodile mouth, I'm gonna open up wide. No more hunting by myself. If you're fishing, gotta spear. You gotta always make sure you got another bala near. Cause you no more got a mile at the back of your head. And if a crocodile behind you, he might kill him, but you dead.
Langa river, all I see, you gotta be clockwise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember, yeah, then deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Langa river all the crossing with them crocodile eye. You might see them but a sign when you're driving, got your car. Read them good way like that sign if it says not to swim. No more risking but your life on a day for a swim. Cause crocodile can put him in jail for any waterway. Where you've been swimming around just other week, he might be there today. Even where you reg and in water safe for swim, you might lose him but you're gonna if you jump right in.
Langa river all I see, you gotta be croc wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Make sure you mob all a little kid can savvy croc wise. Teach him good way but the danger, how to read them but the sign. Make them savvy long ago, some people been go missing. Mighty crocodile been killing him in my swimming or fishing.
Langa river all I see, you gotta be croc wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head.
Langa river all I see, you gotta be croc wise. Cause crocodile can hide a midge up langa low tide. Crocodile and deadly, but remember yet and deadly. If you're that eye langa water, you gotta use your head, see.
Be crocwise.
Eddie on the track.
I never felt like this before. Heartbeat pacing while I'm staring at the floor. Forgot if I ain't felt like this before. Mind still racing while I'm running out the door. Yet I'm scared. Does he care? But how I really look or the way I do my hair. If you knew what's here inside. Bet he'd fall in love with my body plus my mind. I can't make this even if I try. You got me so terrified. I'd rather be lonely than have another man to stone me. Another man is on me. second guess if it's real when he feels.
National Talk Black.
If only you could see what this all means.
Let's talk about
the Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems rich, nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain for my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockup, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Look, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter.
Baby, baby, baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us, the violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit, my willingness to believe for the nightmare. That this done dear to my dream, and I'm dreaming the better ways of a better day and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard if we all get the courage to get up and get involved with it. Let it, let it love, come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black Lives Matter.
Baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Family. No.
Your Black Lives Matter.
Trying to get close, one word to your wall, but that's
got the mic now. Get strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground. Gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway. Want that island life? I'm a castaway. Need a vacate to the ZK. Time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies. These possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake while I act finicky. So I kill them quick with a free flow. I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to make change like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them still I beat. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss. Shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch. Dead or alive. Top five. Red eye bullets. We stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch? Got you saying.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.